I mean, no, we not yeah, even gonna. I mean,
I'm a heathen, so I don't know about that one.
Okay,
you a heathen?
but yeah, like, I mean,
yeah,
we okay. So we out here.
We out here, right?
Right, we out here in the park.
In the park, Harmony
in
Park.
In public.
Was no, it, what's the, no, what's this is not Harmony Park
it's
anymore.
Not Harmony
what
Park.
Is it?
It's
yeah, not, this but is they called changed Paradise Valley.
It was always Paradise Valley.
Oh, wait.
We in Black Bottom. We in the former Black Bottom.
Stop it.
Oh, really?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
This was part of it.
That's true.
We're not close to the former Hastings Street, but we in the area.
Oh,
this is historical. This is historical. Okay. This was a thriving Black community. This businesses, houses, like everything. Like, this was our zone in the city before the freeway construction project, I-375, destroyed this neighborhood. So what's left of it is the Lafayette Park Apartments.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I did not know that.
It looks really nice. From what I can see, lots of greenery, lots of concrete.
What's that?
We got Stevie up there in the background.
Stevie, yeah. Isn't that one restaurant?
That was new.
That one black-owned, isn't that one black-owned restaurant, what is it called? La Culture? Isn't that down here?
Oh, yeah.
Where is it? It's somewhere down here.
La Culture, no, I think it's on Gratiot or something like
is
that,
it?
If I believe. I'm not 100% sure.
It is. It's on Gratiot.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah.
My mom is going to go there. I hear, like, their food bangs.
I've been
I
there.
I don't know.
Get the macaroni and cheese.
Woo.
But yeah. Oh. Stop.
Get the macaroni and cheese.
My mom said that's what she's going to get, I think. That's what she wanted to get.
Yeah, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, but speaking of food, though, and drinks, we're at Colors.
Yeah.
Yes. Where is that, Ray?
Colors is at 311 East Grand River.
Grand River. I had me a little drinky drink.
I had two.
I had two.
I thought you had one.
No, I had two. I had one before you got there. Mm-hmm. It was what was it? It was a Mexican lemonade. That's what they called it. But it was just basically tequila with a splash of lemonade.
How
it
was
good.
That?
It was good.
Yeah.
And me, I don't really drink tequila like that anymore.
I
but
love tequila.
It was good. It was good. And you had the same.
I had the same, and then I also had that spike punch too.
Spike punch.
I don't think it hit me yet, but it's going to.
It is.
Those the spring rolls we tried, me and Norma.
Those
we
were
tried.
Yummy. Those were really good.
They didn't have that for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a special thing. You were too late. See what happened when you late? You miss all the good stuff. But what did you eat instead though?
Late like these buses, right?
For real.
I had sweet potato wontons, and then I had this eggplant parmesan that slapped.
Mm-hmm. What did it
y'all
do?
Need to, it slapped.
Okay.
At Colors, though.
At Colors.
311 East Grand River, for real.
For real. That's where a lot of organizers gather. Actually, they're part of, EJAM, I believe?
Yes, the Economic Justice Alliance in Michigan.
Yep. Who were they through? They're through Rock, Michigan.
Yes. Wonderful, wonderful folks. Organizing for restaurant workers, food service workers, living wage, rights, anti-sexual harassment, training, and also protection as well, too. They're really good folks. Restaurant Opportunity Center United, Michigan. It's a national org, but this is the Michigan chapter.
Right.
Awesome. We hang tough.
We do. They're part of our family. So, yeah, definitely check out Colors in downtown Detroit. One of the last places down here where it's real.
All right, so let's get into it. Let's do our little introductions. My name is Sam.
My name is Ray.
And I'm Norma.
Got Norma joining us once again. If you guys don't remember, what are you doing? She was in episode 3.
I was.
Rack was a Show Me Your Rack,
Show
Riding
me
with
your
D Dot, episode 3. If you did not listen to said episode.
Hello.
Hey.
Easy, I'm a street poet.
Hey.
Inspirational poems. Mm-hmm. You know?
Okay.
Like to hear one?
We podcasting right now, but. Could we clip this up?
Yeah, we can do it.
Go ahead. Get closer to the mic, though. We want everybody to hear your poem.
My name is EZ. Capital E, E, capital Z, E, capital E, period. This poem is called The Booster Shot. And I'm your doctor today. You can do anything. If you put your mind to it, never hesitate, just go head on and do it. Sharpen your skills so you can be at your best, because life's too short to be holding up progress. If you mix your determination with your inquiring minds, then your goals in life will be easy to find. Have faith in yourself to move forward and prosper. Take full advantage of what life has to offer. If you learned your lesson in every direction, then you'll be the answer and not the question. Make sure to use some type of a network system, because the more the people, the more the wisdom. Can't nothing hold you down. There's no ceiling too high. You know where you're going, so keep your head to the sky.
All right now.
That was excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. It was nice meeting you.
And it was nice meeting you.
Thank you so much.
And you can get at me at chivalry203@gmail.com. I'm just getting here, so I'll have a Facebook pretty soon, and I'll email everybody my Facebook. Have a pleasant day, a good tomorrow, and wake up in the morning.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Nice. That was nice.
That was very motivational. That's why I love Detroit.
That was great. That was so impromptu.
That was really nice.
Yes. The thing, like the people you meet in Detroit.
This is Detroit. Like, y'all just experienced Detroit for real. This is real Detroit.
That was super Detroit.
And he wasn't on the lodge with it. He was in...
He was in the park with it.
He was in the park with it.
I love it.
Shout out to G-Mac, too.
For real. No, you did.
Yes.
I love it. Cash. All right, guys. So we're getting into it. We're Do Better D-Dot podcast. And so we also want to say thanks for all the support we've been receiving on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You guys have been super supportive. You've been responding, answering questions for us, and I just want to say thank you. And also, just so you guys know, you can keep in touch with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and also our email, which is dobetterd.at@gmail.com. That's dobetterd.at@gmail.com.
All right. We just got a little bit of housekeeping to do beforehand. You know, we got your bus pass for you. We look out for you. DART is a new way to pay for transit. Say before you pay. No more transfers, no more additional fees. Pay once and ride on both DDOT and Smart. All this information and more is also on the DDOT website, DetroitMI.gov. Let me spell it out for you. DETROITMI.gov. DetroitMI.gov. Good news, y'all. The websites in Spanish and Arabic language sites are up. I just want to repeat that to y'all. It's very important. The website, Spanish and Arabic language sites are up. Bengali is still down, but I have confidence that we will have it back up soon. So make sure you email DDOT or call them at 933-1300. That's area code 313-933-1300 and demand for language equity. We want our website to be in English, Spanish, Arabic, and Bengali. So good work on DDOT on getting the language up, but you got to get that one more language up there for our folks that speak Bengali in the city. Right. We're very diverse here. And I also want to remind you all that there is no DDOT Community Input Meeting for July, so schedule that vacation. Join us back for the DDOT Community Input Meeting on August 15th. It is always on the third Thursday at the Rosa Parks Transit Center, 1310 Cass Avenue, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.
All right. Thanks, Ray.
Yeah.
Wonderful, as usual. Even though it's my turn. My turn.
I had to make up for last time.
Oh yeah, I messed up so. I forgot about that.
I get a better grade this time, right?
A plus plus. Yes. All right, guys. So I just have one question for you, Ray, Norma. Are you afraid of us?
Dun dun dun.
Okay, so you know what? I'm not so much afraid of the bus, then I find it interesting.
Interesting.
There's a lot that goes on the bus that what stays on the bus. Mm-hmm. What happens on the bus stays on the bus.
I got handed a baby, which was really cool.
Today. Okay.
I mean, I was having a conversation with the grandmother, and she was so cute, and she kept reaching for me.
Yeah.
And her grandma was like, I wonder if she'll go to you. And she did. And she didn't want to go back to her grandma. She wanted to hang with me. And she was so cute. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
And you have that trusting look.
Yeah.
I'll hand you my baby. I don't know you. I don't know you at all. And
she didn't know me.
You my baby.
She didn't know me from Eve. She was like, yeah, hold my baby while I get my bags and stuff together.
Hold my baby.
Yeah, and I helped her with her stroller and everything. So it was
cool.
I mean,
our listeners can't see you, but
if they go on my Instagram and Facebook, they can see us.
You know, young lady, and I actually would hand you my baby.
Really?
Yeah, I would. I would.
That means I can get away with
it. I mean, if I had one, I would too.
Yeah, you don't want to get away with it.
I changed my mind. I want to be evil. No.
Yeah, but there's a lot that goes on the bus.
Yes, oh, yes. It does. Yes. No. And to be honest, I'm not really scared of the bus, but I always look out for adventures.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just sitting there is an adventure enough sometimes. Yeah.
It'd be like, some characters, too.
For real.
Some real characters. So I'm not scared, but I'm always looking out.
Mm-hmm. All right, so in this episode, we'll be sharing interesting, scary, horrifying, and just downright funny D-Dot bus stories, real life experience here.
Yes.
So first up is our dear Norma story. So submitted for the approval of the Do Better D-Dot Society, I give you Norma's D-Dot bus story. Have a listen.
All right.
Yeah, so this story is kind of, for me, I was surprised. Right. I'll tell you the truth. I was surprised. I had just started catching the bus, probably a year into it. So people had told me stories that happened on the bus, but and around the bus, but I didn't believe them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I knew there was crazy things that happen in life, but you know. So I leave the house. I'm on my way to work, and I have all the things that you're supposed to take. I have my book bag, my laptop, you know, getting ready to head out the door, my lunch. And the bus stop is actually only a little bit around the corner, about 2 or 3 minutes around the corner. So I'm walking my normal walk. And I get across the street to the bus stop. And as I approach the bus stop, this was probably about 8 o'clock. I walk up and I see this man twirling. So he's twirling and he's walking with a shuffle. First he's shuffling his feet and then he's twirling again. And then he shuffles and takes so many steps. And then he begins twirling again. So, of course, you know, I watch him and I'm trying to be alert. But he doesn't seem like he's going to hurt anybody. He's harmless. So I was thinking he's harmless. And after he shuffles and twirls a little bit in this circle, he stops and he finds his spot. He finds his spot and then he pulls down his pants and he begins to defecate. But the problem there was that he missed his spot. Most of it went inside his pants. And then he pulled up his pants and proceeded to the bus.
By this time, I
had already left and I'm approaching the bus. I'm getting ready to get on and I pay my fare and he's, you know, paying my fare and he's two passengers behind me. He had already pulled up his pants approaching the bus, you know, to pay behind me and he's getting on the bus. So I get on, I pay my fare, I sit down and he's, you know, paying his fare. And then I start to be concerned because he's getting on the bus and, you know, I feel bad for him. It turns into compassion. Like, I need to call somebody. I need to maybe call a homeless shelter, somebody to help him. You know what I mean? And then that quickly changed. I went from compassion to anger because I knew as he got on the bus, he was going to sit down. And when he got up, somebody was going to have to sit in his seat.
No.
Yeah. So, after a while, I alerted the bus driver. You know, I walked up and I told the bus driver what was going on. I, you know, went up to her and kind of said it kind of quietly that told her the story, what happened before I got on the bus. And she said she would have to pull over. And she did. She stopped the bus immediately, pulled over, and walked down the bus, went by him, and kind of took a sniff, and went back and said that she would have to change the coach. But she ended up driving all the way back downtown and didn't have him get off the bus. Mm-mm. And then when he finally got off the bus at the end of the line at the Rosa Parks Center, all she did was spray the seat.
No.
Yep, she just sprayed the seat, and that was it.
She didn't block it off or anything like that?
No, there was no blocking off, nothing. You know, it was quite an experience. Yeah.
Thank you.
But, yeah.
Gosh. You guys.
Yeah.
I can't.
Okay.
I mean, I can't.
You can't.
Because, like, literally, it makes me want to just stand on the bus at all times. I don't care how long I have to be on that bus. I kind of want to just stand. I mean, no, I already want to stand.
Look before you sit.
Yeah.
You know, they're telling you that save before you pay. But look before you sit, for
real. I like that. Save before you pay, look before you sit. I never thought about it. I don't look before
like,
I sit.
Because, like, full disclosure, when I was living in L.A. and I got on the train and I sat down and the seat was wet and I almost died. I wanted to die.
I would have been big mad.
I would have been big mad. I'm a little older than you guys. And I wonder if I should get a tattoo that says, look before you sit. You know what I'm saying?
Where?
Just so I can remember.
I was thinking the lower back.
I said tramp stamp. Sounds like a tramp stamp.
I won't remember it back there. But look before you sit.
Oh, that is a lot. That is not even...
That's a good t-shirt.
That's not even that is okay.
What did you got logo on it?
That should be our logo. Our slogan for Do Better, D Dot.
Wait. Look, put this on the Transit Tuesday teaser and, like, create a logo.
Be like, look before you sit.
Dun, dun, dun.
Say before you pay.
Because you might sit and shit.
Look before you pay. Look before you sit.
So you won't sit and shit.
That rhymes, you know.
It sure does.
It sure does. I can't with the pool. Okay. So.
We're gonna laugh a lot this episode.
I know it's a mess,
too.
Y'all. Okay. So I have another story, right?
You do.
Yes, I do. It's okay. From our dear friend Siri.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And we'll be reading this story out. So.
All right.
So let me go ahead and read what she wrote to us.
Y'all get around the campfire.
For real, gather around the fire, chickadees. While I tell you a harrowing tale of the bus that stopped. It's a crazy, like, assault story. I have no clue. She doesn't really even have any clue, but I'll just tell you what happened, all right?
Okay.
It's crazy.
All right.
This is in her words. Today, I and a bus full of riders had a disturbing and confusing experience on the Woodward bus. The incident led to our being transferred to a later bus while a passenger was removed by transit police, with other passengers trying to give a side of the dispute radically different from the distraught bus drivers. I have to say that whatever caused the problem that happened, it happened before my son and I got on the bus at Woodward and Blaine, where the driver got us on board in a professional manner. We had our fares and IDs in hand. I did notice the driver seemed to be having an increasingly exciting cell phone conversation. Then she pulled the coach over and got off, without a word to her passengers, continuing her phone conversation. By this time, riders were becoming uneasy. Some even left the bus. I and another late boarder at the front began to hear some discussion from the rear, seemingly about something that happened before we got on. So, few of us knew what the fuck was going on, and the doors were open and it was 90 humid degrees. Ooh. When two king-sized officers came through the back door to order a woman passenger off. Meanwhile, I could hear the driver still on the phone saying she was violated and should have just pulled the bus over and gone home. Finally, the next bus came and folks cascaded off with no help to transfer passengers or explain the situation to the next driver. As we resumed our commute, I could see flashing lights from at least two squad cars back at the scene of this horrible meltdown. This was scary, funny, and sad. I hate to think that infrequent riders might be frightened away from what is usually a fast, friendly ride with a pleasant, professional driver. All the easy, clean seats and Wi-Fi in the world will not increase ridership until those of us who rely on public transit can recommend it, and not just to our worst enemy.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So that was Siri's harrowing tale of the Woodward bus.
My eyes are wide. Mm-hmm.
And this happened just a couple days ago.
Oh, man. This is a fresh story.
It's a very fresh story. Kind of a mess.
Yeah.
I really want to know what happened. Like, she said, the bus driver said she was violated, but...
That's horrible.
Terrible. And the fact that she remained professional, that must have took some strength to get, like, the remaining people on the bus.
Yeah.
And remain professional, pull over, and then take care of her business. Like, that's...
I wonder why the...
Violated. That's...
Yeah, I wonder what happened. Officers entered through the back door?
I think so. They entered through the back door, I think. Yeah. That's what she said. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like two big officers got on, took a woman off, and then there was like squad cars as they left to get on the other bus that they transferred to. So,
but the woman that they took off, what did she do?
I don't know. Maybe she was the culprit.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Something happened.
Yeah.
I mean, women can violate other women.
Oh, that's no, there's true. No question about it. Yeah. People violate people, you know.
Definitely.
And there's no regard to gender or anything. Mm-hmm. That's just horrible. Wow. Mm-hmm. I got a shitty experience to tell y'all.
Oh, really now? Yeah. So now submit it for the approval of the Do Better D-Dot Society. I give you...
Dun, dun, dun. My shitty bus ride.
Ray's shitty bus ride.
It's actually two of them, but I'm going to give you the older story first. I get on the bus. This was back when the Grand River was the number 21. I was a young spring chicken in high school. Went to McKenzie High. Well, we walked up from Wyoming all the way up to Grand River so I can catch Grand River going towards the west side. I got off at Schoolcraft. But before I got on that bus, I was waiting. Got on this bus, right? As soon as I boarded the bus, bam, my nose, it got hit. With that smell, I was like, what the F? Oh, this is explicit. What the fuck is this? I'm like, driver, do you smell this? They ain't say nothing. And I'm like, all the windows was open, too. I'm like, oh, man, this is a doo-doo bus right here, man. Oh, man, somebody done cock-eyed on themselves.
Oh, that's too bad.
It smelled like fresh shit. Like, it was horrible. I'm sorry, y'all. We are an explicit podcast, but it was a really shitty ride. Everybody has shirts over their mouth and nose. And like, you know, all the high school kids, when you get on the bus after school like that, it was like horrible. I was like gagging to throw, like, I was really trying my best not to throw up. I was like, Ray, I'm like, just let's just get through this ride right here. I had to ride that shitty bus the entire time. Like, people were gagging, I was gagging. We were like, oh man, open the window, open the window, open the window. People were sticking their heads out. You're not supposed to like stick body parts out the window of a bus, just so y'all know that. But that day we did, because I needed to breathe, or else it was going to be vomit on the bus and shit, and that would have been a not so good combination.
Right.
So that was one shitty ride. So many years later, this is like earlier this year, right? I get on the 19, heading out to Southwest Detroit. Everybody, some people were already on the bus. I boarded, paid my fare. Somebody's like, don't sit on that seat. I'm like, what happened? I look. It was a whole turd there. And then like a smaller one next to it.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it was.
I know it's not funny. I'm sorry.
I don't know if it's not funny or not. I don't even know. It was just sitting there. It was a passenger. It paid its fare. It paid its fare. It paid its before these dark cars came.
So the turd paid its fare.
It paid its fare.
It was a passenger in the seat.
It was sitting pretty on that seat. It was like the seat, like right behind that rear door.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
The left side or the right side?
Oh man.
I mean, I'm just trying to paint a picture for our listeners.
Yeah, because it was, okay, so, so past the fare box, it's horrible, man. I'm walking, it was on the right-hand side, Norma.
Oh, it was okay.
On the right-hand side, okay. So it was on the aisle seat, not the window seat. Yeah. The turd was sitting on the aisle seat. It was a light brown, so I'm like, oh, this one's going to stink. So,
oh,
God. So everybody sat behind that seat. Because the smell, the way the bus was going with the momentum, was going forward. Yeah. So if you was behind the funk zone, you were all right. You got the after blast, but you didn't want to sit in front of that turd who paid
that fore blast.
I was mad. The bus driver, I don't know what was up with him. He didn't seem to care. He was nonchalant. I'm thinking, I know you smell this.
Right.
Be that as it may, we get to the end of the line because I had to ride the bus for the entire route. That was a shitty ride. I didn't gag that time though because I had the windows open. We were all talking about how shitty it was. It was just like a crappy experience.
Yeah.
That poopy buses are the worst, y'all. Don't just. Man.
Now that's what I call shitty bus service.
Shake your head. Crappy rides. Yeah, that was bad. Yeah, there we go.
Any concern for the other people riding, you know?
They looked out for me, though. I was so happy they told me not to sit there because that's why you look before you sit.
Yeah.
Yeah, this we gotta make these t-shirts.
I mean, this is the case in point why DDOT needs to do better.
Seriously.
You know what
Seriously.
I mean? Monitor their buses.
That bus should not have been going. It should have stopped. Yeah. And they should have had another bus come, and then everybody should have got off.
Really? Honestly? Yeah. I did file a complaint, y'all.
Did you? I heard, like, you know, even though we're recording right now, I can imagine a listener, like, did you report that?
Yeah.
I don't know why their voice sounds like that, but, like... Yes, I did report it. They didn't acknowledge it. They didn't send me an email. They didn't call me to follow up. They didn't send me a letter at my address that I provided. See? I gave them everything. I gave them the coach number. It's a 4-digit coach number on every bus. Make sure when the bus, when you get on the bus and everything, you take note of that number. Right. So you can help DDOT
do better.
Thank you. That was, because I was going to say doodle or something like that. Help
DDOT. I mean, your mindset is there. And
yeah. Right.
I'm such a kid. All I heard was help DDOT
do. He's in that place, in that space. So, you know, you
took me
there.
You took me to that lesser place, and I don't appreciate it.
No, I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't mean to take
that's a coach that should have pulled over, called for another coach, and got those passengers off.
On there. I didn't mind if I had to get home a little bit later, right?
No.
But I didn't want to ride a shitty ride.
No.
That was a biohazard, you know? So they didn't do anything about the complaint. They did do something about the complaint. I got to be truthful here. They didn't acknowledge it when I filed it and everything. So the 4-digit number, the direction of the bus, the route, and the time. That's all you need to make a complaint, by the way. Shameless plug. When I brought it up at a DDOT community input meeting, they did do what they said from what they claimed was a deep clean.
Okay.
I think I still remember the bus number, the coach number or something like that. I won't say it because I'm imprecise on the digits, but I'm gonna take note of that number and not board that bus ever again.
Right.
God, that was a horrible story. Any other shitty ones?
I mean, we got a spooky one.
Oh.
All right. So this one, I can't even tell you what it's like. I can't even give you a title because it would ruin the story. Okay.
Yeah.
So this one's actually really creepy, a little bit unbelievable, a little bit sensational, but I believe this person. Okay. So let's have a listen. This is a story from my dear aunt Juanetta. All right. And just have a listen.
Okay.
Okay, so I was like 16 years old, and I would catch the bus from Northwestern High School every day, and I had one of the bus cars and stuff like that. And so I would like stay out late because it was on West Grand Boulevard and stuff like that. So I would go to the Fisher Building and the library and just like all those little Motown, all the little historical buildings. And I would get home by the time, like, it was fall. Everything went, the sun went down at 5 or whatever. So I had this dream the night before that I was catching the bus, and it had got too dark, and I got on the bus, and this guy followed me on the bus. And when the guy was following me on the bus, he was following me seat to seat to seat to seat to seat. And then when I got off the bus, the guy attacked me and tried and raped me or whatever, beat me and raped me. So I caught the bus that day. It got dark. The motherfucker from my dreams got on the bus with me. He started following me seat from seat to seat. Girl, it was like, I went to one seat, he was at the next seat. I went to the back, he was at the back. I was on the other side, he was at the back. He kept following me back to back to back, jumping seats with me. And girl, I was tired. And so I pretended like I got off the bus. Every time I moved, act like I stuck my foot off the bus and I got off the bus, he jumped off the back part of the bus. I jumped back on, the door shut on him, and they locked. So that's how I got away from that crazy fucker.
Oh my God.
Yep. That was a warning.
That was terrifying. That was some Freddy Krueger shit right
there.
Yeah,
that was
right.
That like, how you gonna dream about your nightmare bus rides? Like,
man. Yeah, she has a lot of stuff that she has a lot of dreams like that. She's a witch, I swear. Like, she knows.
Like, and, on and off the bus.
Yeah. You dreamed about it, and then it happened the day after, yo. Yep.
Like the next day.
That's not even 48 hours. Like, literally the next day.
Isn't that that's creepy?
That is creepy.
That is probably the creepiest story so far on this.
Had to add in a little supernatural for us. Slash real life.
Were y'all thinking about ghosts and stuff like that, or were y'all thinking about Freddy Krueger in the in that boiler room? I was just thinking about that the entire time hearing her story.
It's crazy.
That was creepy.
It's creepy. So I know we told some kind of terrifying, kind of funny stories. A lot of sad stories. And I want to kind of wrap us up with a nice, cute little feel good DDoT story to balance it out.
Okay,
it's something that happened to me, Sam, personally, just today.
Maybe
you guys already know I put it on my Facebook, but I got on the bus this morning heading to hang out with Norma. We had some tea at Soccer Tea. Shout out. And so I get on the bus and I have a $5 bill as usual. And I'm like, I want the 24-hour pass. The bus driver goes, okay, go ahead and put your money in. So I put my $5 in. The stupid fare box read my $5 as $1, right? And I'm sitting there like, And the bus driver, he's really frustrated. He's like, why did this happen? Why did it read it as $1? I just saw you put $5 in.
What?
So this nice, awesome young gentleman pulled $4 out of his own pocket.
Wow.
And gave it to me so I could put it in the fare box so I can get my 24-hour pass.
That's nice.
And, wow. And I asked him, I was like, are you going to get reimbursed for this? Like, can you make a report that this happened and you get reimbursed, like, your $4? And he said, no, I'm not going to get reimbursed.
No,
and
I was should get reimbursed.
He should get reimbursed. And I said, I'm going to make a complaint and I will be making
a complaint. No, he's going to get his money back. He did that for you?
He did that for
me.
That is
so kind of him.
I almost cried. Yeah. Yep, I got, like, the bus route, what time it was, the bus number, where it was going.
This is
going
to be a
everything.
Compliment.
And it's going to be a compliment and a complaint to DDoT. That I don't know why your fare box isn't working.
Yeah.
And if the bus driver does need to put money in, they should be reimbursed. Or there should be a way for you to
print it out anyway. But it's so kind of him to do that.
Yeah, he was so sweet about it.
Wow. That's like, we got a lot of good drivers, though, too. They put up with a lot. They got to smell shit on the bus. They got to deal with some folks on it. Like, you know, it goes both ways, too. Yeah. That was very kind. Like, that's.
We don't deserve them. A lot of these bus drivers, we don't deserve them. They're so sweet, and all they want to do is come do their job and raise their family and make that money.
I actually got a story just today, too, actually.
Oh, cool. Go ahead. Yeah.
Like, this is really mini one. Like, I, so I work in a new center area, right?
Right.
I'm not going to tell you which building.
But
I was getting some lunch and everything, get my coffee and everything, and then, you know, it's Friday, so pulling out my monies. And I see my 4th Street driver, so I said, hey, how you doing? She was like, hey. I'm like, am I going to see you later today on the 4th? And she's like, no, I'm doing Grand River today. Yeah. I was like, oh, it's really good to see you. I said, I'll see you around. And she's like, all right, you have a good one. Smiled at me and everything. And it was just like, you know, that's why we ride the bus despite all of this.
Exactly.
It's real community. Like, that driver really came through for you, though. That's real Detroit. Detroit right there.
He could have been like, well, just get on. You're not getting your 24-hour pass, but you can ride because you did pay. Hey. No, he whipped out four of his own dollar bills.
Own money, though.
I was like, what? I'm thinking he's going to get reimbursed. Because honestly, if I had known he wasn't getting reimbursed, I'd have been like, don't do it.
Wherever you are,
but it was already too late.
Yeah.
Whoever you are a real one. Thank you.
I got all the information.
That's good.
That's stellar customer service. Yeah. Like, he went out of his way.
He did. He went out of his way.
Like, that's an example to go by, for real.
I feel like today was Happy Bus Driver Day. Because I also had a really good experience on the Grand River. It was just nothing special. Just a nice, friendly bus driver. Nice ride. You know what I mean?
Just a good ride.
Yeah, he was smiling. He was laughing. He was kidding with the passengers.
Did you get the booyah, bus driver?
Was he booyah?
Oh, no, not booyah.
No, he good, too.
No, I know booyah.
Everybody know booyah.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to you, booyah.
For real. You know who you are.
Yeah.
Thank you for moving us. Y'all know y'all moved the city. I, as Ray, want to thank all you drivers for getting us to where we need to go. I even said to the driver, I said, thank you for what you do.
Yeah.
Thank you for what you do for real. So even though some shitty rides, some you know, scary rides, some haunted rides and everything like that, when somebody really needs help, somebody's gonna come through. I actually read this article about the culture of bus riding, and like it was a positive story. It was a Mac, from my memory of reading the bus ride, the Mac number 31. And the driver stopped because it was an elderly lady. She was turning across the street. She was of advanced age. He literally got out the bus, walked her, held her hand, walked across the street, helped her pay her fare, helped her sit down. And then, you know, she only had a few stops and stuff like that. And then, you know, he lowered the bus and everything, made sure that the lady deboarded the bus and everything in a safe manner. So I thought that was really sweet. I'm not a mushy person, but when I read that, that was like, my heart went into mush. I was like, that's like, because, you know, that's someone's great grandmother or grandmother or something like that. So we got to treat people with respect.
For real.
Yeah, we do.
And the drivers that really do that on the day to day, I know it's hard. Mm-hmm. Y'all dealing with the public. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, all right. Appreciate so with that said, let's wrap it up. Once again, I'm Sam.
I am Ray.
And Norma.
And you were listening to the Do Better D-Dot podcast. Bye.
All right. Bye. See you later.
See you.